present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Alfred Marx in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard our announcer tell you, we're thrilled and delighted to welcome to the programme this week for the first time, Alfred Marx. Alfred has very nobly and courageously come along tonight to try and do a battle with these three experienced exponents of the game who need no introduction from me, so I won't give it. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all going to try and speak as usual if they can for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll start the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject that Ian Mester's thought of is how I restrain myself. Now, as we know, you very rarely do. Would you try and talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
I suppose this could cover a multitude of sins, and among them, self-control. Now, I remember a man who achieved it by training himself and padlocking the lot, lying on the floor, and they said, well, is that all? And he said, it's enough. And I thought it was absolutely true. I tried it myself with chains and ropes in an escapology act, which I was to have done at the old music hall in Hackney. But when I arrived there, there was this guitarist whose string broke, and he said, could I help him out? Well, the only thing I had was a strand of the stuff that should have been imprisoning me, but I gave it to him, and in consequence, I was found déjà bilé, as the French put it, and consequently, I had to... Oh, no, I've said consequently twice.
Oh, but you shouldn't have stopped, Kenny. You were going so magnificently, they might even have restrained themselves.
Who buzzed me?
Kenneth Freud. Clement Freud sits next to Kenneth Williams in the show, and so it was. Clement Freud, you challenged why?
Hesitation.
Yes, I would agree, Clement. And you have a point for a correct challenge, and you have 16 seconds on how I restrain myself, starting now.
First of all, I had to strain myself, and after that, I was able to restrain myself. So, damn it.
Alfred Marx is challenged.
A repetition of myself.
Yes, well done, Alfred. Well done. So, Alfred, you've got in there in the first round with a very...
We are playing new rules, are we?
You said myself twice, didn't you?
It is the subject on the card.
I beg your pardon, I retract that.
Of course it is the subject on the card, and you're allowed to say it twice. You've never played the game before. Clement Freud
sounds
is...
as though you haven't either.
How ever did you guess, Alfie? Do you honestly don't think that if I was an efficient chairman, they would ask me back week after week, do you?
No, well, no, no. I get a point for cheat.
But you see, Clement Freud is one of the most generous players of the game, and I know he won't mind, as you haven't played it before, allowing me to give you a point for that challenge and allowing you to take over the subject with 10 seconds to go on how I restrain myself starting now.
That's very kind of you. I would like the subject, except I know nothing at all about restraining myself. As you can say restrain yourself or myself many times, I will carry on saying I will restrain myself.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of saying.
Yes, you did
say
say, yes.
I agree, yes.
You should go on how I restrain myself, how I restrain myself. But after about four, if you're challenged, I would give it against you.
You would?
Yes.
I see.
But you only had 1 second to go. You almost might have achieved it, actually.
Right, yes.
Good thinking already. Have you heard the game before?
Have I heard the game before?
Yes.
Many, many times. I'm a great fan of
many,
the game.
Many, repeated that. Many, 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 many. Anyway, I just wanted to say something so that they wouldn't give up all hope of me ever speaking at all, you know. I don't want people turning off their radios all over the country.
I know, this is where this Peter Jones
class. Exactly, yes.
Clement, you very cleverly got him with 1 second to go. How I restrain myself, starting now.
No.
Those of you who know the game well know that the whistle, which is blown by Ian Messiter, tells us 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. Clement Freud was doing it on this occasion, and he has a commanding lead at the end of the round. And Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin the second round. The subject is The Small Print. Would you talk on The Small Print for 60 seconds, starting now?
The Small Print, factually, is typography set minusculely.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
It was always just hesitation all the way, wasn't it?
Kenneth, I must be fair and say I've heard you go as slowly. And I think that he didn't really hesitate. He was going slowly, and he can go quicker, and I hope he will. So we will not allow that as hesitation, because it wasn't quite. 52 seconds, the small print, Clement, starting now.
One could actually go very much quicker on the small print, but I had nothing to say about it at all. So I would like to speak.
Peter Jones has challenged.
If he's nothing to say about it, why doesn't he shut up?
I thought he did actually shut up there and sort of hesitate. So you have 47 seconds on the small print, Peter, starting now.
We've got a number of these all over the house. Some of them nicely framed, others not. Now, the one that my wife always refers to as the small print hangs in the bathroom, and it's a photograph of a little boy in Brussels over a fountain. And it seems quite appropriate. It's not an original, but it is rather nice when you're sitting there.
And there's a correct challenge from Kenneth Williams.
There's two rathers.
Yes, there was, Kenneth. You listened well, and you have a point for a correct challenge, and you have 26 seconds on the small print, starting now.
Well, this has been recently attacked in new legislation. It doesn't refer to what Peter Jones was discussing. It is, of course, the tricks by which people sign things, little knowing the dreadful hidden penalties that are being perpetrated on them by a load of filthy, unscrupulous crooks. Because most of these people, when you get these things, you buy them and they all go wrong and no one will give you money back. And it's absolutely disgusting. I've taken back vacuum cleaners that don't work and these Pyrex things have all gone wrong in the mixer. What?
With 1 second to go.
What happened?
Clement Freud challenged.
Oh! And you've got a nerve.
Yes, he has got a nerve.
What's the basis of his challenge?
I'm about to outline it.
Clement.
He repeated the word back.
Well, he was speaking so fast I couldn't hear if he repeated anything, actually. You were sitting next to him. We'll take your word for it that he did repeat it. And,
You mean you take your word for it because he's sitting next to him?
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You mustn't argue with the chairman.
I haven't got a chance sitting over here.
You're absolutely right, Peter.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You've convinced me I should leave the subject with Kenneth Williams, who has a point for a wrong challenge, and he has 1 second to go starting now.
And so the law has been changed, and rightly so.
There has been a little law.
Well, as Kenneth Williams was then speaking, when the whistle went, much to the pleasure of everybody in our audience here, he gained a number of points in that.
Then I'm in the lead.
Second place.
Oh, who's in first?
Clement Freud.
He always wins, doesn't he?
But you are well ahead. 2 points of Alfred Marks and Peter Jones, who only have a singleton to their names. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject, current affairs. Would you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I'm not having very many of them at the moment, but I remember foreign affairs, of course, are another thing altogether, and I'm not going to talk about them because I should be guilty of deviating. But current affairs, they're going on all the time, and when you pause and think for a moment, as you're not entitled to do in this game, of course, but if you have to talk about it,
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of course.
Yes, unfortunately. It's very difficult not to say it occasionally. Clement, a correct challenge. 41 second on current affairs, starting now.
The current affair that my donkey is having with a strawberry roan mouse is one of the most uncomfortable and hard to conceive alliances or misalliances, as you might say, that have proliferated the countryside since June the 22nd, 1943.
Peter Jones, a challenge. Why?
This sounds like deviation of the worst, grossest kind to me.
Yes, you see, it probably, the subject matter probably is devious, but he wasn't actually deviating from the subject, which is current affairs. He established that this particular relationship with the donkey was
a donkey, and I didn't hear what else it was.
Well, nor did I, I'm pleased to say. Oh, yeah. And I think the less we hear about it, the better. But he wasn't deviating from the subject, so he keeps going with a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 24 seconds left, starting now.
Before attempting to have current affairs, you must find out whether you are AC or DC, and whether it's 230 volts or the other one, which has round instead of square holes to go into a plug. Now, having established this beyond...
Alfred Marks has challenged.
Well, it's deviation because holes don't go into a plug. Plug goes into holes.
Well done, Alfred. Alfred, you have a correct challenge, and you have 8 seconds on the subject of current affairs, starting now.
I find...
Kenneth Williams...
Well, he was very long in starting. Hesitation, I'm afraid.
He was very long in starting, but we do give him a chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise.
I was only just trying to speak. I haven't spoken for ages.
You've just spoken now.
Oh.
I happen to be a very deep breather.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alfie, you have 6.5 seconds on current affairs starting now.
I adore current
affairs. I'm a Freudist challenge.
Deviation. He was rather quick in starting.
He may have been deviating from his norm, but he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. He has another point and 5 seconds on current affairs starting now.
I listen to the radio whenever I can, watch television, I adore news bulletins. I, in fact, am wide open to any sort of information.
Alfred Marx was then speaking when the whistle went. He gained that extra point. He's moved into second place now behind Clement Freudeson in the lead, Kenneth in third place, and Peter in fourth. And Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Percy Bysshe Shelley. Would you talk to us about him for 60 seconds, starting now?
I don't know why I always get these blokes anyway. I mean, I don't suppose my knowledge on this subject is any better than anybody else's. I know he wrote these poems and married this woman who wrote this horror story about Frankenstein. He was chucked out of Oxford, and on the basis of the fact he wrote this thing called Defence of or A Need for Atheism, it was all considered quite unorthodox, and they gave him the bum's rush, which is quite reasonable in the circumstances, but you can't have people in an institution which was fundamentally religious insofar as all these places.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think I'd agree, Clement, and you have 19 seconds on Percy Bysshe Shelley starting now.
I always remember Percy Bysshe Shelley for writing To a Nightingale, and he never received a reply, which worried him enormously, because he waited by the front door morning after afternoon, evening, and then the next month he was still there by the mat, hoping that the envelope would come...
Clement Freud, your turn to begin on the subject having the car serviced. Would you talk on that subject 60 seconds starting now?
Every now and again, when you get into your motor car and press the starter, having turned the key in the ignition, nothing happens. At about which time you telephone the garage and say, I believe it is time I had my car serviced. And the bill they send you, which is usually marked tuning, seems as if it were done by Benjamin Britten, because it comes to some enormous sum of money. £48.73, I seem to recall, was the last account rendered to me by the service station.
Kenneth Williams, John.
Well, everything seemed to judder to a halt, didn't
I know. He thought of that bill again, and he did come to a halt. Kenneth, you had the subject of having the car serviced, and there are 25 seconds left starting now.
Well, you have what is known as the MOT, and various mechanics go over the vehicle, ensuring all...
Alfred Marx's challenge.
Slight deviation, because the MOT is not a service, it's an inspection.
That is perfectly correct, yes. It is an inspection which you have for roadworthiness when applying for a licence. It's nothing to do with servicing the car. Bad luck, Kenneth. Alfie, you have a correct challenge and 16 seconds on having the car serviced starting now.
It may very well be that after you have the MOT, you are ordered to have certain parts of the car serviced. Unless you do that, you will not get the necessary certificate and you cannot put the car on the road, in which case you may have to walk or take a bicycle or have a piggyback from your friend. If you haven't got one of these people, the best way...
Alfie kept going magnificently again, gained the extra point. He's taken the lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, your turn to begin, and the subject is buying a house. Would you talk on that one for just 1 minute, starting now?
It's very difficult to do, and I advise everybody who is contemplating it to pause and reflect for a period of years before they take the plunge. And then when they finally come to the decision, they should go to estate agents, talk it over with friends and neighbors, walk up and down the streets and roads of wherever it is they are thinking of residing, examining the buildings on either side, and occasionally even looking at newspapers and perusing the advertisements, because they have bungalows, tall ones and even shorter. And there are the semi-detached...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
You can't have a tall bungalow.
Well,
I mean, high-rise bungalows just don't... You know.
Well, I don't know.
You can have a tall story.
Yes.
I mean, all bungalows are not the same size.
Of course, you must admit that.
So there must be some taller than others.
When you went from bungalows, I thought you were talking about houses. You said tall ones and shorter
ones. Yes, exactly. Yes.
But anyway, some as big as your head.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. And there are different sizes of bungalows anyway. No, Clement, I disagree with the challenge. 22 seconds buying a house still with you, Peter, starting now.
So get onto the phone and speak to these representatives of vendors, of people who are domiciled in these extraordinary square boxes made of bricks with slates on the top and glass things to let the light in.
And Clement Foy is challenged again.
Repetition of things.
Yes, I think I did say things.
Yes.
Yes.
You did, unfortunately, but it was so difficult to find different words to express the same thing. Clement, you have 6.5 seconds on buying a house starting now.
It's almost essential to have money. Otherwise, nobody will sell a house.
And Peter Jones has challenged.
It's not almost essential. It is essential.
Actually, Peter, to be perfectly fair, it's not completely essential because
local authorities give 100% mortgages. You get a mortgage,
or a building society can help you.
But you have to have money to get a mortgage. You can't just walk in and get a mortgage.
Peter, you've made a very good case, and you have 3 seconds on buying a house starting now.
Get a cottage in the country and retire.
Jones was then speaking when the whistle went, and so he gained the extra point, and he's moved forward, and he's still in fourth place. So that's but he's in just behind Kenneth, and Clement Freud and Alfred Marx are battling out in the lead. Alfred, your turn to begin. The subject is women. I don't know whether you know anything about them. I don't even know whether you've known any in your life, but would you try and talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
Some of my best friends are women. My mother was a woman. My wife is a woman. My daughter is a woman. My Aunt Fanny, who comes from Leeds, is a woman. And I know women are what they are because they dance backwards. This is the first revelation I got when I was a young man. I have, my best affairs have been with women. I say best because not all men feel the same
Peter
way
Jones
I feel.
A repetition of best.
Best,
yes,
I think, yes.
Yes. When you thought of those best affairs, you had
affairs,
to repeat it. I think, perhaps,
and I wish I was dead.
I wouldn't. You've contributed a tremendous amount and you kept going for 20 seconds. No, 18. Peter, 42 seconds on women starting now.
Yes, well, frailty, thy name is woman. I don't really subscribe to that because I've always thought they were charming creatures and just as entitled to the same rights as we have ourselves, ordinary human beings, that is. Not on a feminist level, but just as a person with a right.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, it seemed to be all juddering to a halt again, didn't it?
Yes, it was. I juddered. I definitely juddered.
Yes, so your judder was a pause, so you have 20 seconds, Kenneth Williams, on women starting now.
The first one that flung herself in my path had hair, long, blonde tresses, which she done up in plaits. And she said to me, because she was from another country, that they were... Cy Blondin Zuschen.
Alfred Marx is challenged.
Blonde, I think, a repetition of blonde. Blondin and blonde, the same word, really, just a cheat.
No, Blondin is not blonde.
Blondin is not blonde.
You're saying it in a different language.
In a different language.
What a nerve you've got. He's new to the show and everything. He comes here late and the law.
He comes in.
It is the same word, actually. You're inhibiting me,
it's,
you are.
It's Yiddish. Blondin is Yiddish for blonde. It is the same word.
Oh, I thought it was...
2 seconds are with you, Kenneth, on women starting now.
They are often referred to as the gentle sex.
Oh, Kenneth really has moved forward. And, Kenneth, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is candy floss. Can you talk about that sticky subject, 60 seconds, starting now?
Made by a lot of disgraceful people with the deliberate intention of ruining your teeth. Because this sugar stuff gets in your mouth and it rots all the gums and the roots. And, of course, you end up in the dentist. Oh, Isa, what you been having? Well, I had this candy floss stuck to my teeth. Ah, well, you'd have to have a new set.
Clement Freud challenge first.
Repetition of teeth.
Yes, it was rather difficult to get away from teeth once you started on them, wasn't it, Kenneth? 42 seconds, Clement, on candy floss starting now.
If you go to Hampstead Heath on August Bank Holiday, behind the coconut chai, to the left of the imitation rifle range, you find an elderly woman called Mrs. K.P. Potterton selling candy floss. And this
Kenneth Williams,
deviation. The whole thing is lies. The position of this woman's all made up.
As I live quite near Hampstead Heath, I've been to the left behind the rifles.
Have you?
And she's not there.
Oh!
No!
Good grief! Of course, it is all made
up. And I've got my family in the audience for once. She doesn't. She's not there, is she? I've only got one member of my family in the audience. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, and you have 26 seconds on Candy Floss starting now.
Well, of course, it's the name of a lady. She was called Candy Floss because they couldn't think of anything else to say except that she was sweet. So they gave her this name.
And Clement Freud challenge first again.
Repetition of names.
Yes, Clement, you have 14 seconds on Candy Floss starting now.
It comes in many different colours. Pink, green, blue, turquoise, orange, brown, burnt.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Doesn't come in brown.
It definitely doesn't come in brown. The only brown candy floss I've seen is the one that's been lying in the dust on the ground, and it didn't come in that colour. 7 seconds for you on candy floss, Peter, starting now.
A lot of very unpleasant sweet things that I detest, and I think candy floss is just about the worst.
Peter gained another point. He's still in fourth place. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is spooks. And it is the last round, I've been told, so it could be anybody's game. Spooks, Clement, 60 seconds, starting now.
Spooks is what very small bicycles have, where other similar modes of transport provide spokes. And shoes have spikes. But spooks is the subject on the card, and often go boomp in the night, as well as frightening children and making tigers, lions, leopards, and panthers exceedingly uneasy in a hot desert night and also in a cool cage in the zoological gardens, Battersea, Funfair, Hyde Park, Corner, Marble Arch.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, I thought he said, Battersea, Funfair. Didn't he?
But he was so utterly devious.
Yes, devious he was. Yes, devious. I was coming to that. Yes, I was just about to say. He said, Battersea Funfair, and he was terribly devious.
But you don't get lions and tigers at Battersea Funfair.
Yes, absolutely. Rubbish. You can't be much more devious than that.
And you don't get them in the desert either.
What?
No, but, and you don't get them in the desert either.
No. Well, of course you don't. But,
no.
Oh, that's really right. Of course you don't. Panthers in the desert, I've never heard this rubbish.
You spotted it so rapidly.
Yes, quite. I was onto it there. I wasn't going to let him get away with that.
No. So, Peter, you had 26 seconds on Spooks starting now.
Well, there is a restaurant, I think, called Spooks. It's one of a...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Kenneth, and you have now 22 seconds on Spooks starting now.
And various weird sounds are made by them. And if you stay awake long enough, manifestations, jelly-like, with curious ectoplasmic weird faces, loom up at you.
Was then speaking when the whistle went, so
I get a bonus point. A bonus point.
Yes, you've got a bonus point, yes.
So I'm in the lead.
Just let me give the final
score. Well, what is it?
I want to keep you
all... Stop hanging it out. Come on.
The audience like to have it hung out a little because I always like when I give the final score to announce it in reverse order and say that Peter Jones did very well at the end and he finished only just in fourth place, about 3 points behind Alfred Marx, who, coming for the very first time, very nearly won. But by 1 point, he failed to beat our joint winners of this week, Clement Freud with Kenneth Williams. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.